Peter Burns is with us, SEC Network host, and we've got to step aside. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Remember, normal data rates apply. Well, the countdown to the start of the college football season, it's hard to believe it is just a few weeks away. And tonight, we're going to shine the spotlight on the SEC. We're going to preview the 2015 season. Of course, the SEC looking to reclaim their football supremacy after a two-year title drought. Expectations always high, looking to get back on track to their winning ways, and I'm talking about not just in the regular season. We are so delighted to welcome in tonight from ESPN National SEC Network host, that is Peter Burns, and looking forward to his perspective on the 2015 season. Good evening. How are you, Peter?
It just hit me when you said that SEC's trying to get back. I mean, they had won, seven in a row, and then, the drought of 2 years without a national championship. It feels like forever over here at the SEC Network.
Well, Alabama is the last SEC team to win a national title, so the last two national titles have been won by the Big Ten Conference, Ohio State, and, of course, ACC, Florida State in 2013. But I have to say, the SEC's always been viewed as the premier conference with the best programs. Who, in your mind, Peter, has the best shot at a championship this season?
Well, I think you still look at the teams that are always up there. I mean, if you're looking at what Alabama continues to bring, just because recruiting-wise, they bring in so much talent each and every year with Nick Saban and Lane Kiffin there being the offensive coordinator, which I think is dynamic. Auburn, of course, is going to have a fantastic squad again. They got a kid named Jeremy Johnson at quarterback who played only one half because Nick Marshall was suspended for the first game of last year's opener against Arkansas, and just was unbelievable. 240 yards, a couple of touchdowns, looks great. Now they add Will Muschamp to the defense, who had just gotten let go from Florida. So that team's going to be solid. LSU's kind of an interesting story as well. I mean, they just have a quarterback issue, but top to bottom outside of that position, although that's a very important position, they definitely have an opportunity to go deep. And I think Georgia's kind of an interesting play there in the East. I mean, a lot of people, it's kind of like the NBA right now, where the Western Conference in NBA is a little bit more dominant than the Eastern. That, I think that's the way that it is in the SEC. I think the SEC West is a little bit deeper than the SEC East, but Georgia could be one of those teams that could sneak up. They could win the SEC East, then win the SEC Championship. And if you win the SEC Championship, more than likely, you're going to get a chance to play in that college football playoff.
ESPN SEC Network host Peter Burns joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Chime in. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. In a moment, we want to break down some of those particular teams, of course, Alabama. But is there a particular dark horse? Who's going to be the surprise team out of the SEC?
You know, I think there's two teams right now that a lot of people are taking a look at, and I think one that really no one is talking about is Texas A&M. What Kevin Sumlin's been able to build each and every year, he has had the recruits come in, but just hasn't been able to piece it together. And now he's got a great quarterback in Kyle Allen, who was going to be a sophomore now, young kid, but really looked good in the last part of that season. They've got a new stadium opening. There's no one really talking about them, but there's just a ton of talent on that team, and I think they kind of get lost in the mix. I think another team that's kind of interesting in the East is Tennessee. Butch Jones nearly took the job at the University of Colorado a couple of years ago, and at basically a midnight decision decided, you know what, actually I'm going to wait a little bit longer, and Tennessee offered him the job, and he's done a fantastic job of kind of bringing back Tennessee to the national conversation as far as teams that can really go and really do stuff. I mean, if you go on, I was there in Knoxville in the spring, and it looks like it just looks like a Nike factory. You know, it was just the way that it reminded me of being in Oregon,
right?
That it just really pops, and then the recruits love it. And Butch Jones has done a great job of getting these young kids ready to go. And they got a kid at quarterback named Josh Dobbs, who's literally a rocket scientist. I mean, this kid, he's studying rocket engineering or aerospace engineering is what he's doing. I'm not even smart enough to say what he does. But he's such a sharp kid. very mobile quarterback, and I think he's going to be one of the reasons why Tennessee is going to get people fit when they start playing.
Well, I'm a big Boomer Sooner gal, so I'm looking forward to the matchup with Oklahoma that second week in September. That's
going to
be dynamic.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that's everyone, right. Everyone's talking about that game because a lot of people think Tennessee, this could be the year. Butch Jones kind of told us, hey, listen, we're about probably 1 year away from getting all these recruits in. But I think if they go out there in that Boomer Sooner game against Oklahoma and they win that game, then all bets are off. Then Tennessee says, hey, we don't need to wait necessarily until next year. This might be the year that we can make a run.
SEC Network host with ESPN, Peter Burns, joining us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. So let's step back just a moment. I mean, talk about just the strength of the conference. I mean, is it overrated? Just hit on the depth of the league.
I think the difference is, I think if you look at the Big Ten, especially with Ohio State, what they've been able to do, you look at the Big 12 with TCU and Baylor, and you look at some of the teams in the Pac-12, is that every single conference has at least one or two national contenders, one or two good teams. I think ACC probably struggles a little bit this year because Florida State, I believe, is going to be a little bit off, and there's no one else that's going to be able to contend. But I think overall, you look at every school has one to two really good teams. I think the SEC has five to six, maybe even seven really good teams. And I think that's the difference. It's not because, hey, the SEC is clearly by far better than any other conference. I think what it comes down to is more along the fact that when you look at the depth of the conference, the other conferences just don't have the amount of good quality teams. The amount of teams like Arkansas that can scare people, or Ole Miss, or even, you know, Mississippi State, who was ranked number one for 5 weeks of the season last year. So I think it's the depth of the conference rather than just the ultimate number one team that makes the SEC probably still the strongest conference in college football.
Well, to support that statement, look at seven teams in the final 2014 AP Top 25 poll. And then coming into this season, I mean, some of the preseason publications, Peter, nine teams are in the preseason in the top 25. I mean, so from top to bottom, when you view the SEC, I mean, it really does seem like they are the strongest.
Well, a lot of it has to do, too, with the facilities and down there. I mean, the facilities in the Southeast, and it becomes just an arms race that they keep building bigger and better. I mean, the facilities at Tennessee are incredible. They just redid what Kevin Sumlin in Texas A&M, what they've put the money into their facilities is out of control. Alabama, of course, has great facilities. So, I mean, that's the deal, is that not only is it a target-rich environment for all the recruits, that's where a lot of the athletes are coming from, you also combine that with the fan base being so crazy and so pumped up for it. 100,000 people to show up for almost all of these games, or traditionally for a lot of these games, and the facility. So I think that's why you just continue to have year in and year out, that's where all eyes are, at least to start the season.
Peter, would you mind sharing just how much tougher the postseason has become for teams in the SEC? I mean, obviously the depth in the conference, it's survival of the fittest, but there are no easy roads to getting to Atlanta, and there certainly are no easy roads advancing to the college football playoffs.
No, I think that's what it comes out to be, is that when you look at teams that are playing in a little bit weaker conferences, and I'll say the Pac, not necessarily Pac-10, but or Pac-12, when you're looking at the Big 12, or you're looking at especially the Big 10, is that you're probably playing three really tough games all year long. You know, you'll play a Michigan State, or you'll play an Ohio State, or you'll play one little road game that's kind of tough. And then all of a sudden you're a little bit fresher when you get into a college football playoff situation. But for the SEC, this is these teams' seventh hearts. And, I mean, it's no different than like a golfer, right? I mean, if a golfer has three hard holes on a course, well, you know, they might be able to get through at even par or maybe one under if they're playing well. But if they've got nine or eight hard holes, well, it's just an odds game. You know, you're probably going to hit a bad shot here and there. And I think that's what kind of caught up to the SEC in the conference or in the college football playoff. But I think at the end of the day, what it goes to show you is that there are great teams all across the country. The SEC is not that much more dominant than all, other than the fact that there's just probably more of the above-average teams in that conference than any other.
And not to digress, of course, you were a member of the St. Mary's University golf team, so you know a thing or two about golf, don't you, Peter?
I used to be decent. I still try to chase it every once in a while. So.
Peter Burns is with us, SEC Network host, and we've got to step aside. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show.